17. I remember being 17. The year was 2009. My biggest concerns were girls, acne, and season 4 of the OC. Pretty daunting stuff, but all in all, it wasn't such a bad experience. So why does the age of 17 make it look so goddamn hard?
I don't want to take up a ton of your time, but I'm going to kill myself.
The film is basically Generation Z's reincarnation of Juno. You remember? The quirky 07 comedy about a self-deprecating teen who winds up falling for the bumbling love interest?
I think I'm in love with you.
Well, this is that, without the realism, comedy and critical acclaim. Oh, sorry. Spoilers. Should have mentioned that earlier. Anyway, the film centres on Nadine, played by Hailee Steinfeld, who is your typical high school outcast. However, she's so excruciatingly self-indulgent that it's hard to sympathise with her character.
I love how you refer to him as your husband.
He is my husband.
You can run off and get a new husband. What he is my dad. Can't you just say that occasionally?
Her already unstable world is rocked when she catches her best and only friend giving her brother a wristy under the doona during a slumber party.
Krista! What the fuck?
No, this isn't the opening to some cheap porno. This is the edge of 17's major plot point. Unable to cope with playing second fiddle to her brother, Nadine makes a string of bad life choices, exacerbating her depressive state.
Nick, I like you, and I just want to be with you. I want you to put your mouth on my tits. We can do it in the Petland stockroom.
Encouraged and comforted by loved ones, Nadine ignores all advice, choosing to push the only people willing to put up with her endless complaining away and instead finding comfort in misery.
Congratulations. You have all the answers, don't you?
No, which is why I wish I had a mother who would notice.
Watching Nadine host her own pity party despite not having any real reason to hate the world becomes so exhausting that you just want to grab her by the face and shout, at least you're not pregnant with Michael Cera's baby, which you're having conflicting thoughts on giving away to Jennifer Gardner all the while you're trying to fight off Jason Bateman's creepy pedophilic advances. God, some people. But you hold out hope that given the movie's strong coming-of-age themes that Nadine might begin reflecting on the world around her and realise there's more to life than handjobs in high school. Sadly, however, she chooses to remain morbidly paralysed for the vast majority of the movie.
Oh my God, say something, please help me!
Unfortunately, the film's lack of character progression is not made up with comedic wit. The humour is rather lowbrow, lacking any edgy, mature quips that made other pessimistic teens so entertaining. Juno. It instead plays out like a movie aimed at late primary school kids, despite the film's title indicating otherwise.
Hey, everybody, look, I pooped in the big potty!
Originally, I was going to applaud the film's soundtrack, which is made up of songs that I usually enjoy listening to, but here they're forced together, as if it was curated by the same man who thought Vegemite chocolate was a good idea. There's a mixture of alternative dance, rock and love songs of yesteryear, but ultimately, none of them add any emotional weight to the scenes they feature in.
Do you even know what it feels like to love another human being?
Oh, man, you are so dramatic.
Basically, The Edge of 17 is what I think a movie written by me would be like. A script filled with tired cliches, jarring dialogue and jokes that sounded funny on paper but ended up being incredibly lame. I give The Edge of 17 4 I'm Not Mark Fennell's out of 10.
Hey, life isn't fair sometimes, Nadine, okay? Get over it.